Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
D'Amico, with the deep balls, how correct would you feel like all that is just for the lineman assignment technique? And are there some things that you saw that you said, okay, that's an easy fix, or do you think it's more involved than that?
With the deep balls, first credit to, you know, their receiver going up and making a play, tremendous catch by him. Just 50-50 ball in those instances, you want to be able to come down with it. As the defender, it didn't happen. They made a play and we didn't. The other couple deep balls where guy got behind us, that's solely up to us, right? We can't allow a receiver to get behind us, and we have to be better there.
After the punt block, they scored pretty quick after that.
Yeah.
But what kind of happened on the punt block and then on the ensuing offensive possession for you guys? Nice long drive,
right.
Sort of tamp things down. Is that something that you wanted out of that, or is it just, hey, that's how the drive turned out, that it ended up being a long possession?
With the punt block, it's something, you know, we had talked about all week, and we knew, you know, we knew they're heavy, heavy, heavy rush team, and they're coached up really well, probably one of the best. All right, punt rush units in the league. So we knew the look on the punt block. We just have to make sure we get our depth and we make sure we sit on the right person. We didn't do that. Mistake on our part, and it turns into a block kick and a turnover, and they score. So we have to be much better, first and foremost, in protecting on the punt unit. If you don't protect, then you won't have anything to cover. So it starts there. And they in the drive after that by our offense, I think it just happened that way, that we were able to, you know, methodically drive down, you know, burn some clock and, you know, move the ball down the field.
Does that sort of settle things down when you have that long type of drive?
I don't think it was any chaos per se. It was for me, it's just, hey, they made a play. Like, you don't make that play or allow that play to become more plays, right? They make a play on their special teams unit defensively. The one thing I'm most proud of is Eric Murray making a stop on that two-point play there. That was, to me, the play of the game, for Eric to step up and make a play to not allow them to get the 2 points.
One of the more greater parts about the team is having a kicker like Kaimi that can make 50-plus yard field goals. How –
important is it to now be able to open up the playbook knowing that you could go for it on fourth down or in that situation, you need to capitalize and just get a quick field goal. You can trust knowing that a guy like Kaiemi can consistently make those kicks.
I trusted Kaiemi last year, so it's no different. Kaiemi's been a consistent kicker in his league for a long time. So, you know, nothing that he's shown yesterday is that changed my thought process on how we operate from managing the game.
Throughout history, you know, it was a narrative, right, that defensive coaches tend to be a little more conservative when it comes to, like, two-point conversion and going forward on fourth down. You appear to, dating back to last year, you appear to be more aggressive in that aspect. What kind of fuels into that? Is it analytics? Is it numbers? Like, what kind of fuels into you going for it as often as you do on fourth downs throughout games?
Part of it, I think, for fourth downs, everybody's into that now with the analytics. For me, it's part analytics, but it's also part feel. I think for me, I have to have a feel for our team and just in that moment, like momentum is a real thing and you feel it at times. And, you know, for me, I'm into the game. Like, I'm not just going strictly off of what analytics say, or you'll go for it every time if you went off of that. But everybody always wants you to go for it, but you don't have to live with those decisions. So it's just, for me, it's a heavy, heavy feel of the team and where we are at that point in the game.
Close with Sarge and John.
Go ahead, John. You can go first. D'Amico, because of the success you all have had in the first 2 years, a lot of teams will try to replicate what you all have done. As far as how you all built this team, what do you think about that potential in teams trying to replicate what you all have built?
Well, Jonathan, I really don't think anything about it. It doesn't have any bearings on what we do. Like, we're just trying to win games and get as many good players as possible. I understand what you're saying about teams trying to mimic what you do, and I think that's been kind of the history of the league. Every one successful program, you know, you try to mimic it, going back to the Denver Broncos and Mike Shanahan, how he ran things, and everybody tried to emulate that. Then you go to Coach Belichick and what he did with the Patriots, and teams try to emulate that. But also think everybody has to just be themselves and run it how they want to run it.
Nico, what's the key to holding Taylor 3 yards of carry compared to what happened in the last game last year?
Really proud of our defensive line for the way they just eliminated the space up front. We set edges and we created penetration. So that allowed us to play really well versus Taylor in the run game. No, he's been a problem for us for a while. Big game on us last year. So one of the things I'm most proud of is stopping the run versus those guys. They're a tough unit to stop. And I'm very proud of our guys. Not only did they set edges, but the way our guys tackle. I feel like we tackle much better than we did in the last game of the season last year.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.